Jesus is Jewish? Yes, that is correct. It says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, "My people are destroyed for want of knowledge." Are you one of God's people? Do you desire biblical knowledge? What if you could get this knowledge for free? And with this knowledge also gain many, many wonderful blessings. Would you go acquire that knowledge? I'm sure the answer is yes. First thing we all must remember is Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If that statement is true, then he must still be Jewish, right? Of course. We need to read the Gospels with eyes like Jesus, meaning we need to read them like we are Jewish, just like Jesus and all the disciples. Messiah said to his disciples in Matthew chapter 26, "I want you to prepare the Passover." Why didn't he have to give them detailed instructions on how to prepare the Passover? Because they were all Jewish. In Matthew chapter 3, where Jesus comes to John to be baptized by John, but refuses at first, Jesus says to him, "Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." What righteousness is Jesus speaking of? To understand this fully, you need to read this through Jewish eyes. Join us to gain that knowledge so you do not perish. Join us as we receive many blessings from heaven. Join us now as we rediscover that Jesus is still Jewish.
Welcome to the Jesus is Jewish show. This is show number 004. Are we living under grace? I do not condemn you either. What we're going to be talking about in this show is this passage of the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 2 through 11. This is where Jesus says, and I'm told by many Christians, this shows that we are no longer under the law, but we now live under grace. This passage is about a woman who was caught in the very act of adultery. An offense under the law that would have had her stoned to death. But now we see Jesus says he no longer agrees with his father that you could commit adultery or under grace. You know, he shows the grace because he forgives her sins and allows her to go free. Is this true? Is this true that Jesus really openly rebelled against his father's rules? Let us take a closer look at three points in this that we're going to look at. And the three points are, Jesus shows us that it is okay to openly rebel against the Father's law because he forgives the woman who was caught in adultery. Number two, we're now living under grace. We're no longer under the law. And number three, it is okay to commit adultery. It's okay to commit adultery. All right, so let's look at our key verse, verse number 11. She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "I do not condemn you either. Go from now on, sin no more." Was this the very moment that Jesus changes law to grace? For it says, "I don't condemn you. Go sin no more." Okay, is Jesus breaking the law here? Is he really saying that the seventh commandment is no longer valid? Now, do you know what the seventh commandment is? Well, the seventh commandment says you're not to commit adultery. Is he also breaking the fifth commandment where it says you don't have to honor your father and mother? Is he saying that's no longer valid either? For was it not Jesus' father who spoke from the mountain, you know, and said, honor your father and mother? Well, the first things that we have to remember before going any further is that Hebrews 13:8 says that the Messiah, Yeshua, that's his real Hebrew name, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And second, we must also remember in Malachi 3:6 that the Father, Jehovah, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So go back to verse 11. She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "I do not condemn you either. Go from now on, sin no more." Why did Jesus say this unless we are now living under grace? Are we now living under grace? Is that something that we're doing? Okay, looking back at verse 3 and 4, we're going to take this apart and we're going to look at it very carefully. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery. And having set her in the center of the court, they said to him, Teacher, this woman has been caught in adultery, in the very act. Okay, so in those two verses, we see something very important. We are told that this woman was caught in the very act of adultery by more than one witness. But if it is adultery, where's the other person of the opposite sex? Where's the other person of the opposite sex? For if she was alone, that would be something very, very different. And we're not going to be talking about that right now. Okay, so let's now look at verse number 5. Let's look at verse number 5. It says, "Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman." What do you say? Okay, so let's take a look at this. Do you, who are listening or watching this, do you know what the law of Moses says about adultery? First, let's stop there for a second. It's not the law of Moses, but the law of God the Father, Jehovah. So what does the Father say about adultery? Do you know? Well, let's look at Leviticus chapter 20, verse number 10. Leviticus chapter 20, verse number 10. If there is a man who commits adultery with another man's wife, one who commits adultery with his friend's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. They shall surely be put to death. Okay, so what does the law say? That the two people, both of them are to be put to death. If the woman was being raped, then she would not be in sin. That would, the man would be. So she would not be stoned to death, or she would, because she was not in sin. But in Leviticus 20, verse 10, it says, if there is a man who commits adultery with another man's wife, one who commits adultery with his friend's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Okay? So now let's go back and see. If she's doing it consensually, that means they're both agreeing and they're having an adulterous affair. And they know they could die. Okay, so let's go back to John 8, verse number 5. John 8, verse number 5. It says, "Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman to death." What do you say? Okay, so did the law say that? Did the law say that? No. Okay? Where's the man? He's not saying we're under grace now. What's now? He says in verse number 7, then he says, "The first among you without sin, throw the stone." Though anybody who doesn't have sin, throw the stone. We're going to pause there. Take a quick commercial message.
We pray that you are being blessed by this teaching. Let me ask you something. Do you have in your spirit that there is more to know about the Messiah? Are you feeling spiritually dry? And you need some real living water taught to you from someone like one of the disciples who were all Messianic Jews? A Messianic Jew is a Jewish person who knows the Messiah has come. Is there a stirring in you that for the prophecies about to unfold all over the earth, that you are not as prepared as you would like to be? And you want the type of faith like those 11 Jewish disciples? So you say to yourself, is there a real place that I can go like one I see in the book of Acts? Is there a place where Jews and Gentiles worship together as one people? Is there a place that teaches the straight up biblical truth like the Messiah taught? Without rabbinic teaching or man-made church doctrine, a place that could really prepare me for what is coming, a place that follows in the footsteps of Messiah and worships on the Sabbath. Come out to Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation on Saturday at 11 a.m. for worship, Israel and prophecy news, and most important, the word from a Jewish understanding. All who seek the truth are welcome. Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation is located at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Visit our website, bgmctv.org. That's bgmctv.org. Or the Jesus is Jewish Show.com.
Welcome back to the Jesus is Jewish Show. Check out our website, thejesusisjewishshow.com. Okay, so let's get back to our teaching. All right, so we have here, you know, Jesus says, you know, he's without sin. You be the first to throw the stone, okay? So he says, you be the first to throw the stone. Now, why did he say that? You know, she was caught in the very act. Now, that act of adultery is punishable by death under the law. Does that require the person to be sinless to throw the stone? No. Is Jesus really saying that stoning can only be done by those who are sinless? Okay, so let's look here at, let's see. He says those without sin cast the first stone. And then they slowly start, the older ones start going away. In the law, in Numbers 35, verse 30, it says, if anyone kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death. Have the evidence of witnesses, but no person shall be put to death on the testimony of only one witness. Okay, so what's going on here? What's going on here? If anyone murders someone, they're going to be put to death themselves. So the people who brought the woman who was caught in the very act of adultery, they did not bring the man. The older man knew that this would be murder of the woman. And there would also be more, there has to be more than one witness. And they had more than one witness. And it would be that they would now be stoned to death. The men who were stoning the woman who was caught in adultery because they didn't bring the man and they didn't follow that law, now they're stoning her. They're committing murder. Now they're going to be stoned to death. So the older wise men knew it's time to get out of here, okay? It was because they were jealous, okay? It was because they were jealous. So now we go back to John 8. Are we living under grace? I do not condemn you either, Yeshua says. Yeshua the Messiah says. Jesus says. Are we living under grace? Can we break the fifth and seventh commandment now? So he said, verse 7, but then when they persisted in asking him, he straightened up and says to him, he who is without sin, let him be the first to throw the stone at her. So she was in sin, absolutely. This woman was willing to risk her life for the sin of her flesh. Why did they not stone her then? Because they didn't bring the man. Okay? So look at verse 10 and 11. Straightening up, Jesus says to her, woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you? She said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go. From now on, sin no more. From now on, sin no more. Jesus is not saying we're now living under grace, where you can now commit adultery. What he's saying is, if you're going to follow the law, you got to follow all the law. They didn't bring the man. We're not under law. We're under grace. No, we're still under the law.
Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation is located at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Visit our website, bgmctv.org. That's bgmctv.org. Or the Jesus is Jewish Show.com. www.jewishpodcast.com.